Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So, just as the Democrats, J.B. Pritzker of Illinois and Brandon Johnson, trying to make the argument, he's the mayor of Chicago, trying to make the argument that actually the reason that Trump wants to send the National Guard in is because he has dementia and he's going insane, right? Like no other president until now has ever done immigration enforcement until Trump lost his mind, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And we've never had any president that had any mental issues before.
No, none that I can remember. Yeah, how about you?
Nope. Nothing comes to mind.
Nothing comes to mind. Because as we now know, Democrats, and I swear they must have sat around and agreed to this, Lee.
Yeah.
History begins now in January of 2024. Really, maybe January 2025, I should say, actually. History begins in January 2025, and nothing happened before that, like ever. Mm-mm. There was no auto pin, there was no Joe Biden, none of that happened.
There was no bribery from foreign officials, there was no nepotism going on, there was no special treatment for certain politicians and family members with regard to pardons. There was no prosecution of, political enemies. None of that happened.
Oh, no. Corrupt deals with criminal elements in Ukraine. And the reason we know that is because the CIA deleted it at Joe Biden's request. So it didn't happen. Anyway, they say he's demented. Trump is demented. That's why he's crazy. And So Donald Trump has gone crazy. And he's sent in the troops because he has dementia, they say, just as he announces this historic peace deal.
Right. Yeah.
That he cut while he was crazy and demented.
Right. Yeah.
So that just blew up in their faces, as things do for the Democrats, so much, so often. But whatever. I wish them luck with that. So anyway, cutting this historic peace deal, the thing that's so historic about it, really, is that it's just the countries, the people he brought together, that's kind of unprecedented to get everybody in the Middle East around the same table agreeing to something really is unprecedented. But I guess there's a lot of euphoria right now on television on our side, and there should be, because Trump is the master deal maker. He is the master foreign relations deal maker. But I'm not excited, and I'm not going to lie to you. Hamas only did this because Israel slaughtered their leadership. They need more. Yep. That leadership is in prison in Israel right now. Israel is incredibly foolish to let them out, but we're gonna. So to me, Hamas is doing exactly what I would do at this point. They have fought to a draw. Their leadership is dead. And the generation of fighters they need, the 1,700, they're in prison in Israel. We're gonna trade 250 brutal, and I mean people sentenced to life in prison for the brutality of the crimes they committed, we're going to trade, you know, 250 of them basically for every Israeli. So, I mean, I'm not enthusiastic about this at all.
Yeah. I mean, the concept, yes, but the execution, well, if you pardon the unintended pun there, is regrettable.
It is. And to see that number, we're going, it's just absolutely demeans the life of every Israeli lost on October 7th. I have no enthusiasm for this deal. I know how it's going to end. Hamas knows how it's going to end. The only way to keep it from ending the way it's going to end is the complete militarization of Gaza. And as soon as we let these 1,700 out of the Israeli prison, which is madness, they could end up here in a future Democrat administration, we begin killing them one by one. We just let them, which is like, it's like, you know, let them out on the range. You could gun them down. These people are mass murderers. Every one of them has blood on their hands. These are not people who got caught in some sting operation. Yeah. You got to understand. And when you look at the history here, Yahya Sinwar, the architect of October 7th, where, let me remind you, there's a video. You ever see something you shouldn't have watched? You regret it afterward. You can never get it out of your head.
Yeah.
I will never forget. From the Hamas publicity feed, they executed a 12-year-old in front of his family. Yeah, typical Hamas stuff, right? Stuff that the Democrats in Congress will never answer for. And Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens just don't want to talk about. They execute him in front of his family. And his brother keeps saying, "Mommy's dead. He's dead. Mommy's dead." She's trying to save her other two children. She says, "No, he's just sleeping. It's okay. He's sleeping. Just remain calm." And Hamas is just filming to see what the family will do. They think this is funny. If you think you can deal with that, if you think you can do anything but kill that to get peace, you're delusional. So I'm not going to play the happy games today. I'm not happy. I'm not. Nobody else should be too. But the fact that Trump can bring these people together, period, is good for the Middle East long term. It's not good for Israelis, and it's got not good for all the innocent people these released Hamas fighters are going to kill. Yahya Sinwar, the architect of October 7th, spent, just to remind you, 22 years in an Israeli prison studying Hebrew, analyzing Israeli society, planning his revenge. He was released in 2011 in the Shalit deal, along with 1,026 other prisoners, just like those that'll go out the door. He used his freedom to orchestrate the deadliest day in Israel's history. And I will never get the death of that 12-year-old out of my mind again because of that. Never mind the raped women who were dragged through the streets, spit on him, you know, all this stuff. They did. The hang gliders, all of it. They're going out the door. Honestly, I'd rather just not have a peace deal. It's just keep them behind bars. Let's not have a peace deal. And I don't know, turn Gaza into a strip mall or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm not excited. We've done this before. I know how it ends. And one of the people who really nailed this and explained, like, okay, why are they even willing to do this? It's really because of what Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu did with Qatar. I'll just play it.
This all started, in my view, on September 9th. The Israelis launched an attack in the heart of Doha, Qatar. That's where the Hamas leadership was based. The Qataris thought that no one would ever hit them. No one would ever dare to do this. And the moment that that happened, the moment the Israelis took that initiative, I think the Qataris looked around and they said, wait a minute. We need a little help here from the United States. We want protection. Can you offer us protection? And Donald Trump swooped in. I got to say, this was a stroke of brilliance. The man said, okay, you know, we can help you. We can make sure that you're never attacked again. But you have to bring Hamas to heel. You've got to end this war. And that's what happened with Qatar.
So we brought them to the table really quick. But, I mean, that's Jonathan Sandor of Defense of Democracies. But the real reason, he explains it here, this is happening, Hamas just couldn't fight anymore.
Number one, Hamas was defeated a long time ago. I mean, they are a shadow of themselves. The United States continue to provide the weapons to Israel despite all the pressure, despite all of the condemnation all around the world. I think Donald Trump held his ground. It was a remarkable show of fortitude to stand by our ally and to let them finish this war. Hamas really couldn't continue fighting. They were too weak to fight, and I think they just needed a little push over the edge to finally quit this war, and I do think that that's what's happened.
Yeah, they need new fighters. Their fighters are in Israeli prison. This is a logical next step for them. So,
well, I also think that there's a lot of other things that are going on outside and adjacent to the Middle East that the Trump administration is doing from an economic standpoint that is influencing other countries that have had an ancillary effect on the conflict and have been somewhat, if not supportive of Hamas, at least looking the other way and critical of Israel. And I think that's that. There's a lot of things behind the scenes, I think, that have been happening over the past few months that have culminated in this event that we see now.
Yes. So, yeah, no. And it's part of a larger framework for the Middle East. It's an excellent deal in terms of who Trump brought to the table and the fact they're talking and cooperating. That is fantastic. And I'm not going to take that away from him. And I didn't mean this to sound like I'm bashing Trump. It's just Hamas is impossible to deal with. You can only kill them.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that analysis. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, I mean, you are looking at an organization whose very existence is anti-Semitic, bigoted, and racist, and xenophobic.
And keep in mind, one of my favorite stories out of this whole thing was this guy who lives in Gaza. He is, I guess, technically Palestinian. He is a peace activist, and he made the mistake of going out and protesting. He lived less than a day after that. His body was dumped on his parents' front door by the Hamas government there in Gaza. So that's how they treat their own flesh and blood, their own people who say, hey, we just want to have peace here. We just want to stop the killing.
Yeah. Hamas doesn't ban your social media account. No. They just simply kill you when you disagree with them.
That's Hamas right there.
And that's who these Democrats are supporting.
Yes, absolutely. That's who they are supporting.
That's who Palestinian protesters are supporting.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, just Google being gay in Gaza, it means being dead. So, and they pick you up and torture you a few times first, but then they kill you. I mean, so these are not good people. These are not, you know, nice equal partners in a peace deal. They're just refueling. They need new leadership. All their leadership's dead.
There may be honor among thieves, but there is no honor among terrorists.
No, there really isn't. So I'm terrified of them getting out again. As long as they're out, they could end up here. It's not impossible because the Canadian government does almost no vetting at all for terrorists. And so Hamas terrorists could very easily drive right across that Canadian border. That's the big risk there. Canada actually let far more terrorists into America, you know, at the northern border than at the southern border. So we're in danger from these people, too. It's not just Israel and over there. And to cut any kind of deal to let them out of prison, to me, is irresponsible. I don't know. But what can I do? I don't know. We'll see.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's a life worth? In South Carolina, when an illegal immigrant takes it, you should know this. 1 year. Yeah, 1 year. Outrageous. Illegal alien. Here we go again. Same county, Richland. Same county as Logan Federico. Same system. Same sorry excuses. Illegal alien from El Salvador gets 1 year in prison for killing a University of South Carolina student. Folks, if you feel like you're living in Chicago, it's because kind of like you are. An illegal alien from El Salvador sentenced to only 1 year in prison after he killed a University of South Carolina student in a hit-and-run crash. It's making national news again because the sentence is so outrageous. He pleaded guilty to killing a South Carolina college student in a hit-and-run, will be released next year after completing his only one-year sentence. Cool, your life is worth 1 year. That's great. Look, folks, we've done this so many times before. What are we in year 11 now of this? I'll do another one next month and the month after that, body after body after body after body. Rosalie Fernandez Cruz was admitted to the State Department of Corrections. According to South Carolina Department of Corrections records, his projected release date is March 2nd, 2026. He pleaded guilty in a hit and run resulting in death. Most serious charge against him, and he did not have a plea deal, according to Alan Wilson's spokesperson. He's our Attorney General, Robert Kittle. Robert Kittle, again, is the spokesperson for Alan Wilson, explaining this basically to Fox News Digital. Here's what he said. There was no plea agreement. Prosecutors informed the judge of other traffic-related charges against Fernandez Cruz. Kittle said the judge decided the sentence, which was 1 year. Fernandez Cruz, an illegal immigrant from El Salvador, received the light sentence of for the April 2nd death of Nathaniel Baker, who was just 21 in Colombia. Baker was a junior at the University of South Carolina and a member of the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity. Fernandez Cruz is accused of failing to yield, striking Baker, who was riding the motorcycle, and he fled the scene because he's an illegal immigrant. Kittle, speaking for Alan Wilson, noted that Baker, the victim, his family had forgiven Fernandez Cruz and that they were consulted about the sentence before it was imposed. So, quote, they did not want this to be politicized or highly publicized, Kittle said. They were in agreement with the guilty plea and the sentence. So the South Carolina justice system strikes again. We do this every month if you listen to the show. Another dead person, and another perp gets a slap on the wrist, if even that. South Carolina, y'all. It's kind of like living in Chicago. But we all pretend it's no big deal. So that's what we're going to do. So look for incoming from Nancy Mace on this versus Alan Wilson later today. She's going to be on a rampage. What's going to be interesting to see is what happens with, what happens with the other candidates. Pam Evatt has basically been known to say nothing about this. She's not got opinions on things like this in terms of our justice system. And we'll see. And also Nancy Mace, and one of the things I want to know from her, and I'm trying to get her back on the show, will she commit to legislation reining in these judges, in particular, limiting their sentence leniency? We can do a lot with that. And I don't know what her answer is to that. So it's very easy to scream and yell about the criminal justice system. But when the rubber hits the road, is the real place that it does is, all right, are you willing to defy the trial lawyer bar here and say, we're going to take the ability to suspend sentences away from judges? We're going to pass some kind of legislation forcing them to at least 80% of the max here. And I don't know if she supports that. So I don't want to paint her as a tough on crime person either, because I haven't gotten an answer from her yet. So we'll see. But this is very disappointing, extremely disappointing, and very sad. Very, 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 very sad for our state. But this is just a lawless, Wild West criminal justice environment. And unfortunately, it's created by, and if you're just, you know, listening, tuning in, it's created by the fact that South Carolina is pretty much the only state where our state legislators appoint the judges. And so what they do is they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars electing a single legislator, and all the attorneys in the firm chip in. This is big law firms. They'll elect a single legislator. Those legislators end up on the committees that select the judges. The full legislature approves them. And then when that legislator or a member of his law firm goes before the judge knows what to do. You're going to do the lightest sentence possible. And to ensure that, they also put Democrat judges on the bench a lot. It's a system that's, I mean, unfortunately comes from our state constitution. We would have to change the constitution. I think we should try to change the constitution. I do. I think this is creating a deadly situation as the bodies pile up. But it creates an incredibly corrupt situation and a very unfair one for people in South Carolina, because if you don't understand this and you're going into not even criminal court, but family court, well, if you hire a lawyer from a firm that, you know, controls the legislators who appoint these judges, then you're going to win. You're going to get custody. You're going to get the, you know, if you are with a firm that's not, you're not going to win. It's fixed from the moment you walk in the door. I mean, me personally, if God forbid a member of my family were killed by one of these lunatics, these judges in our system let out again and again and again, because that's what they're paid to do. A lot of money changes hands here. If it was me, I would go and I would hire a state legislator, even though I'm the victim, right? I would hire a state legislator to go to court on my family's behalf and sit there and stare at the judge. I would literally go into my 401k and do it. I wouldn't even get the firm. I'd get the legislator who's owned by the firm, and I would plunk him down next to my family, and he would sit there and stare at the judge. That's what I would do to ensure my child's killer, God forbid, ended up in prison. That's kind of what you have to do in South Carolina. It's really a lawless wasteland. So one of the things we're going to be doing in this, at least I'm going to be doing in this governor's race, this is probably the last time we're going to have to get these guys committed to some kind of legislation to rein in the judges. They're not going to want to do it. That's the question I'm going to have for every single one of these candidates. Are you seriously going to commit to legislation to end this, not just talking about it, but ending it? Or at least reining in these judges. So, hey, if corrupt legislators pick them, they're at least have their hands tied on these sentences. So we'll see how that goes with the governor's race. I'm going to make it as big of an issue as I can. It's a chance to save lives that we don't get very often. But this is, you know, once again, twice in 2 weeks, South Carolina making national news, Fox News covering this as an outrage. In South Carolina, 1 year sentence for an illegal immigrant who pleaded guilty to killing a South Carolina college student in a hit and run. Released in March. Now, the good news is Trump's in office, so he's going to get deported. He's going to be turned over to ICE because we cooperate with ICE. That's fantastic. But get another Democrat in office, he'll be back. And probably on the road.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, I've got only one more thing to say to this. There is a reason that I have for years been telling you, if you are new here, you need to drive like your life depends on it. South Carolina, every single year, either is the number one, number two, either number one through number five, depends on the year. Deadliest state per capita to drive in. And Greenville is usually one of the deadliest areas in the state to drive in. I don't know where we'll come out for this year. We'll find out in the beginning of next year, but it's somewhere around there. This is not an accident. This is not an oopsie. This is not a, wow, we can't figure this out. This is a, wow, he's on his fourth DUI. And the judge suspended his other sentences. This is a, wow, what a lenient plea deal state. And if you've been listening to me do this for years, as the bodies have piled up, beautiful, beautiful young people, we've had some beautiful young people slaughtered in the last couple of years. Just in their teens, we had a carload full of beautiful young black women. Everyone, which she was a cheerleader, she's dead. And then you go pull the records of the thugs that did it. There's something interesting about people who drive drunk that I've discovered pulling thousands of records as a former crime reporter. You tend to think of it as the guy down, you know, down the street, and sometimes it is. But most of the time, the people driving drunk actually have very serious felonies in their background, and they drive drunk. So you'll almost always find a burglary, a grand larceny, some serious felony in their background, usually several. And in almost every single case in South Carolina, and again, if you've been listening to me for over a decade, you know this. In almost every case, when I pull their record, they should have been in prison. Almost 100% of the time, they are out on a couple of suspended sentences, just like Logan Federico's killer. He was out on 30 years worth of suspended sentences across five cases. He had served 600 days of 30 years. Let me repeat that. He had served 600 days of 30 years when he put the gun to her face and pulled the trigger. She was naked on her knees, begging for her life. He just wanted her credit cards, wanted to go on a spending spree. So, you know, that's that case. But the Logan Federico case is just one of many. A lot of the times they kill on the roads, driving drunk for the third, fourth, whatever time. And judges have just suspended those sentences. But the guy should have been in prison for the 10 years, you know, for the grand larceny, 10 years for the burglary, or for robbing the convenience store. And he would have been in any other state. This one's just simply too corrupt. The trial bar just has too much power over these judges because those lawyers appoint them. And again, that's part of the reason that our criminal that our legislature is one of the most corrupt in the country, too, is that these law firms spend so much money buying legislators and appointing their own lawyers as legislators to select the judges. And they run the circus there. And then their lawyers, again, go before those judges, either the legislator himself or somebody else from the law firm. And a judge knows what to do. If you want to get reappointed, you're going to slap the wrist, let them off. You're going to, oopsie, forget about unsuspending the sentence. And the way that it works in South Carolina is You know, like, and on your first case, you know, you'll get sentenced to, I don't know, 5 years of prison for a felony. The judge can suspend the sentence, say, nah, you don't have to serve it. But if you screw up, if you don't meet with your probation officer, then I'm imposing it. That's how it's supposed to work. Well, these judges not only don't impose those sentences when they blow off their probation officers, they commit new crime after new crime after new crime. The judges pretend not to know. Or maybe they don't actually know and we need to fix it. I don't know. I think it has to do with the defense laws, with the defense trial lawyers, though. I think it has to do with that. So in this state, whether you can get justice depends on whether you hire an attorney connected to the incredibly corrupt state legislators whose law firms handle these cases. They make money like off a printing press because it's like shooting ducks in a barrel. You go into court, you're going to win. It doesn't matter what the case is. It doesn't matter if you're in family court fighting for custody. It doesn't matter if you're in criminal court representing a drunk driver. Judge sees your face, knows the law firm you're from, knows exactly how much money or close to it changed hands to get those legislators elected. You guys probably all socialized together anyway. And out the door, that guy goes to kill again. There's nothing like it in any other state. So I really think to save lives, we need to change the Constitution. But Columbia will fight that tooth and nail. And that's really sad. And that's how we ended up with this. Folks, is this going to be every week now? We're going to be, what, making national news for another insanely light sentence? The headline this morning, illegal immigrant gets 1 year for hit and run death of University of South Carolina student. Rosalie Fernandez Cruz fatally struck University of South Carolina student Nathaniel Baker. So understand, when you're driving on our road, especially if you're new here, you got to drive with your head on a swivel. You got to drive like nowhere else in this country. Because every criminal, we have a significant criminal population here that doesn't care about life that in any other state would be in prison, but they're on the road. And that's on purpose. It's by design. A lot of money has changed hands, and that's the way that it is. So I'm going to try to get every one of the gubernatorial candidates to commit to legislation to stop this, to rein these judges in. But I have predicted that they are not going to ultimately sign on to it. We'll see. We'll see. I'm going to stick it to each one of them. And whoever wins, they don't do it. We'll take them to the woodshed if they don't do it. But that's the best hope that we have to save lives, because there's going to be another one next month. It's going to be the same story. I'm going to sit here and tell it to you. So enough about that. Other than one of the best things that you could do to protect yourself in South Carolina, and I've advised this many times, I've got a really powerful text a couple of months ago from someone who said, you just saved my life. It was during the show. When you're at an intersection, okay, intersections, red lights mean nothing in the state because no one's ever punished. So, or not much. So when you come to an intersection that your light's full on green, you need to slow down as you head to it and look both ways. Look both ways. Look both ways. If you were stopped at the intersection, the light turns green, you got a full on green, right? I always do this, da-dung. Like one beat, da-dung. And my kids say it now when I'm teaching them how to drive, da-dung. And sometimes the person behind you will honk. I don't give a darn. It's South Carolina. You got to drive differently here. And that has saved my life on three different occasions. One when my husband did it, and two others when I did. And I actually got a text from one of you about three months ago during the show. And the person said, you just saved my life. I started doing that at the intersections and I went to dung and wham, went that driver just absolutely plowing through that red light. No regard to life. So get in a habit of that. It helps you to live. By the way, folks, I've lived in Charlotte for all my life. I've lived in other places. I've never seen that anywhere at this level as I have here. And it's just because of the lawlessness that's, you know, comes out of our legislature and it's baked into the cake. Democrats' desperate bid to get illegal immigrants their health insurance so they won't leave. And folks, that's part of the grand bargain. That's why they come in the numbers that they did. Because you look at the first year, even the first months of the Biden administration, yes, they did surge over the border, but not in the numbers they would later. When the word got out, man, they'll give you a free Social Security number. It arrives 5 months after you breach the border. You get free health care. Somewhere around 1.6 million policyholders on Medicaid. So that's for a whole family. Democrats desperately need that back. so the illegals won't leave. There's no jobs for them. We've seen the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers. The hiring of people not born in America is all but stopped statistically. There is no, there's no jobs for them. Working under the table is a lot harder to do now that Trump has is actually raiding these employers. They're afraid, in a lot of cases, to hire anyone. So the only thing they have left to give these illegals to stay is your money for their health care. And Democrats are desperate to telegraph to them, we got your back. Just stay here through the Trump era. We're going to get the free stuff back. The American people are chumps. You know, the usual with them. So, and they're trying to act like none of this is happening. Like it's the Republicans that are shutting down the government. Well, it got too ridiculous, even for CNN's Dana Bash. Interviewing Nancy Pelosi, folks, this gives away everything. The Democrats voted no on reopening the government yesterday. The Republicans voted yes. If the Democrats want you to believe that the Republicans shut the government down. So somebody actually asked Nancy Pelosi a real question. Dana Bash did. She couldn't answer it.
They are voting yes on a, what we say here in Washington, a clean CR, a bill to keep the government running for 7 weeks. And Democrats are voting no. And for the reasons you just said. So how are they shutting down the government?
First of all, it isn't a clean CR.
Okay.
So let's stipulate to that. It's not a clean CR.
What are they having
going into that? The point is,
it is a clean CR. It's the exact same CR that the Democrats have voted for 13 times, and this is now the 14th time. What's so incredible about that, y'all, this CR, this quote-unquote continuing resolution, you can't change those, you can only keep passing them. That CR is her bill. It's Nancy Pelosi's bill. Democrats are a 30-year low in polling and public approval, and we are still passing their budget with their priorities that they voted for 13 other times because it's just a really good deal for them, not for us, but for them. And they're still refusing to do it because they want illegal immigrants to get, you know, their free health care back. Incredible. Incredible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.